We are holding towards the bottom of Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah said that Hachoker Sada Min Anachri Maaser V'Noisin Loi, that somebody who's Choker, who leases a field from a guy, he has to be Mafresh Trumus and Maiseris before he gives his Chelek to the lesser, to the Baal Bias. And we had a machloikas on Nun Gimel between Chavraya and Rabla, in terms of what's shot in the Tanakhama. According to the Chavraya, Meikra Din, you're Pater from Shumas Maisras, and you're only Chayav Mitam Knas because we want to motivate the guy to sell the field to recover the property in Eretz Yisrael. That. Well, we just don't want him to own the property. Right. That's according to the Chavraya. And Rabla says that actually Meikar Adin, you're Chayev in Trumas HaMaisras, and they were maimed on the Ikar Din by a guy, because if you wouldn't be Mafresh Trumas HaMaisras, then it would look like you're being Parei Chov from Trumas HaMaisras. You wouldn't have that problem by a Yisrael, because by a Yisrael, the Yisrael will end up giving the Trumas HaMaisras. But here, you're using Trumas HaMaisras, you're using Tevel to be Parei Chovo, that's not going to have Trumas HaMaisras taken off of. That's the machlokas between the Chavraya and Rabla. And then the Gemara brought two brises. One brisa was mashma one way, and one brisa was mashma the other way. And we're holding by the Lefikach. So the Gemara here brings in the end of the last brisa, which this is like a agav line. It's really incidental. Lefikach, im chazer hagoy v'niskayer, o shemachron yisrael acher is mutter. So therefore, being that this halacha only applies if it's an akam, if the guy would be niskayer, or he would sell the field to a yisrael, so it sounds like at
before it's distributed back to him, but after he made the deal with the guy to do the work.
Yes, I would say that. I would agree with that. Yes, but before he has the chiyuv. And therefore the din would no longer apply. But he would still have. But the girsa we have here is based on the Tosefta. The girsa is Tirim. But he would still have to. He would still have to take off truma, and that's based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says this, that you would still, even by Yisrael, you'd have to take off truma. And the reason for that is it's Mavur and the Mefarshim and the Mishnah. That's because of a technical din in truma that. That you have to take off truma, at least lechatchila, when the tfu is on the goyrin. So therefore, if for a totally different reason, just because when the tfu is on the goyrin, that's when the truma is supposed to be taken. So therefore, the only hafrasha that he would have to do over here is truma. That's the only one. The Murray Fulda says that the Efshel LeGarin Shetasaker LMK Nitruma Truma Mimena. That's what he says back on the Mishnah. So you have to take off Truma at that point.
But once the Chiyuv is on the person who did the work, and then he sells it, that wouldn't undo it.
If he had the Chiyuv,
if
he sold it to somebody else?
No. He's finished his work. He's splitting up the two Chalakim. Okay? And before that happens, the owner sells out to you. That transaction doesn't undo his chiyuv. Because once the chiyuv is on the food, he can't undo it.
Well, that may not be so pashut, because according to the Chavraya, Me'ikar HaDin, it's pater. Because it sounds like they're going with the tzad that Yesh Kenyan Lak. Well, according to the Chavraya, the reason is going to be because they want to just really it's not chayiv because yesh kinyan lakam lafkev and shumus amaisrus. So then it would just be the only reason for the chiyuv was a knas to motivate him to sell. Therefore, there really was no chiyuv be'etzem on the tevuah. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Man da amar tafsa nicha, man da amar kansu biyado." So if you say tafsa, which means they were tofes the ikar hadin, now there's a missing line in the Gemara, which the Mefarshim are mashlim over here. That the Gemara now is going on Reb Yehuda. That's all the Mefarshim say this. Mari Fold, Pnei Moshe, that the Gemara at this point is going on Reb Yehuda. This Lefikach was an Agav line. Now the Gemara is going back onto the Mishnah, and the Gemara is analyzing the statement of Reb Yehuda that applies the din of a Choyker as well to a Aris. Now, I don't know if it's been explained before, but the difference between a Choyker and an Aris is that a choyker, no matter what, commits to giving a certain amount of tefuah to the Baal HaBayis, no matter what happens. The aris is the deal is made that he gives a percentage. Usually he keeps a higher percentage, gives a lower percentage to the Baal HaBayis because he's the one doing the work. And that's the way, that's the difference between them. So the Gemara says, man damar tafsa nicha. If it's because they were tofes me'ikar adin and you can't, they were tofes the ikar adin and it's an issue of being poreach chovo from Shumus and Maisris, so then it's the same issue with an aris. It's not going to make any difference, and therefore we'd understand the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. It won't make any difference. But man damar kansoi biyadoi. But if you say that if the reason is because of knas, is it biyadoi? So the Marie Fold explains this issue earlier is that the reason why you would say that it's only by Chakirus and not by an Aorus, this din, is because the Baal HaBayis, the Goy in this case, would actually prefer Chakirus over Arisus. Because Chakirus, he's automatically getting something. That's more of a mitzia to get somebody to be a Choyker. To an Aorus, it depends. It depends how productive the field is. So he prefer to be a Choker. Now, if he doesn't find people to lease the field, he may be motivated to just sell the field altogether, and that's what we want him to do. We don't want him to have people that are going to do that. If he doesn't find an Aris, that wouldn't be such a big deal, because that's not his Lechatchila anyway. Lechatchila, he wants Chokrim. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. The Choker has the ability to act in a way that will motivate the guy to sell by not participating in Chakiris, a Choker. But an aris, not being an aris, is not such a big deal. That's not gonna motivate him to sell. What's gonna motivate him to sell is if he doesn't find people who are willing to lease the field. So that's the Gemara means. That beyond that there shouldn't be a reason that the din should apply just as well to an aris, and that's why. Sometimes it wasn't in his control, though. Sometimes, you know, you just didn't have a good yield, and it, you know, just was. So yeah. So the Gemara is saying that it's actually that Reb Yehuda seems to be more mashma like Reb Lah, not like the Chavraya, that the reason is because of Tafsa. And then the Gemara answers that Amar Reb Yochanan minamasikin shanu, that we're talking about that he's recovering it from thieves. In other words, the Mishnah says that it's sadeh avoisav. The Gemara understood originally what that means is that's just referring to Eretz Yisrael in general. What the Gemara is clarifying now is that it's actually talking about that it was his ancestral property, and that's why Pnei Moshe speaks out. That's why this guy became an aris on this field. Because this field is so chaviv to him that he wants to, he just, even though it's not his, he wants to interact with the field. So this is a different type of takana, is that this will motivate him, that if you force him to give maisris on this field, it'll motivate him to buy it. Previously, we've been dealing with a takana that will motivate the guy to sell it. Now we're looking at it from the other direction in Rabbi Yochanan's Teretz, is that what we're really trying to do is to motivate the yid who used to own this property, or his family, it used to be in his family, his ancestral property. Now he is gonna be motivated to buy it because it was chaviv tim anyway, because it was in the family, and that's the reason they became an aris to begin with. Okay.
So how did the guy get it?
It was stolen.
Who's running the country at this point in time? Is it Jews or guy?
He may not want to sell, but if he gets a good offer, he'll sell. So we want him to give a good offer. If he offer, he can't refuse. He'll sell. Okay. Zuck the Mishnah. Kohen v'Levi shekiblu sada miYisrael kashem shecholken b'chulin kacholken b'truma. At the same ratio that they divide the chulin, they divide the truma. So let's say the classic aris, I mean, they're different types, but let's say it's a 2/3, 1/3 arrangement. So then if the Kohen and the Levi are the arisim, they will pay this, they will be responsible for the same share of the chulin, of the truma as they are the chulin. They'll have, it'll be all proportionate. The truma will be, the truma samaisris will be equally distributed amongst everything. So if it's a 2/3, 1/3 arrangement, the aris who gets 2/3 will also be responsible for 2/3 of the truma. When it's a kohen and a levi, but Rabbi Elazar Oimer hamaiser shel a hen shall menaskein bo. Rabbi Elazar says no. Rabbi Elazar says that the miser, and this miser means whichever one it is. If it's a Kohen, it's going to be Truma. If it's a Levi, it's going to be miser. What he's saying is that the reason that they went into this arrangement in the first place is because there was a tacit arrangement that wasn't spoken out mafurish, but it was understood that they are going to get whatever's coming to them, and that is set aside. And then the 2/3, 1/3 arrangement starts after he gets the trumas and the maestros. So that's the way the Mepharshim speak it out. That's separate. That's not part of the division. Division comes after that. Okay. So Masivin Rabbanan Rabbi Elazar Bamekandu. So the Rabbanan have a question for Rabbi Elazar. How does this kinyan work? What makes this kinyan? And the Murray Folder says is that even if he tells him he's going to give it to him, but the Baal Bayis can later why can't he just later decide he's not going to give it to them? Oh, he's going to give it to somebody else. Now you might ask that. So the issue is Davar Shel B'Olam. That is the problem. That's exactly where they're coming from. They're coming from the problem of Davar Shel B'Olam. So you might ask, so well, how does the chakiris work? The chakiris, the fruit, the vegetables, the tefuas, chakiris is also Davar Shel B'Olam. So the state sofim asked this question, and he explains that the chakiris works like any other work arrangement. If you make an arrangement to work for somebody, once you make the arrangement, you start working. The Baal Bayis can't be chozer anymore. He can't just say, "Just joking. I never intended to pay you." Once the work starts, that creates ischaivus. So that's the way any chakiras arisos. That's the way it works. You start, you work, and then there's a chiyuv to pay. But the problem is that if you're going to apply that to the trumas and maaseris, that means that he's getting paid the trumas and maaseris. If you're going to apply that same format, that means he's getting paid the trumas and maaseris for his work, which we'll see, where the Gemara is going to speak about this idea later, that for sure you're not allowed to do. That's the iser of kohen mesayim v'vesak ranus. You can't pay the kohen to for the trumas and maaseris for anything that he's doing. So then the only format that trumas and maaseris can be given is as a matana. That's it's matnas kahuna. So if it's given as a matana,
give it to anybody.
You could give it to anybody, and if he says he's going to give it to him, there's nothing that's mechayev him to keep his word. So what creates this hischayvus that's going to force him to give him the trumas of maisras? That's really what the Gemara is asking. Amar lahen eina temoidim li shem hisnu b'nein shein cholken b'maisras. So he said, So he said to them, Reb Elezer said, but aren't you moded to me that if they'd make a befurish a tanai, that they could split the maestris? So then they said back, afilu histu ba mekanu. Even they made a tanai. Where's this chayvus? What is committing the Baal Bayis to pay them? So the Gemara says, stama nase ka'oimer tloish min akarka hazeh. I think this is the mashmos of the other mafarshim also, but Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his beer says beforeish is that what it's stama saying that when you work the land you should make a chazaka, and you can make a kinyan, and then if you make a kinyan, then it's your trumas and maestris, and then the trumas and maestris by right will go to you. So yes, he's allowing him to make a kinyan, and then he can have a kinyan in the field, and that's why the trumas and maestras will by right go to him. They'll be his, and they'll be able to keep them because he's a kohen or a levi or whatever.
So therefore, at the end of that work period, he's supposed to give a third to the owner of the property, extracting it from the worker.
It seems like I was thinking about that. It seems like you could still have an arrangement where even if he's going to have a kinyan on it, you could still have an arrangement that he's not going to be able to walk away with it.
We're talking about the guy owned the land, right?
We're talking about, not here. This is not to do with a guy. No, it's not related to a guy. We're not talking about a guy anymore. We're talking about a kohen and a levi who are working for a yisrael.
Somewhere we switched.
Yeah, and this mishnah is not talking about that. That was last mishnah. So amrule oifana lesle oifana leslan oifana leslan oifana less, which the. Different ways of understanding, but it's all the same. I think the same idea. What that means is that you can't make an umdana based on an umdana. It's an assumption based on an assumption. It's too contrived. You have first of all, you're saying that there's an umdana that he goes in there to get the trumas and maestras, and then you're saying that. There's another umdana that he makes a kinyan so that he should get the trumas and maestras. That the Kohen's thinking he wants the trumas and maestras, and that the Baal Bayis is thinking that I'm going to give you a kinyan so that you'll get the trumas and maestras. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says it's a lashon of an ofen, like a wheel of a chariot, like the wheel has a wheel. In other words, it's right. Right. Oh, yeah. So that the wheel is like riding on another wheel. Like it's too hard to believe that's what's going on. So that listama nasa oimer katolish min akar kazeh sheyiknu lecha echad meister shibo. So that we would say. That Nase, that he would say that if you uproot a plant from the land, that the Meister will be yours. To say that as well, that's too difficult. So then it would come out that would not be possible. That's the Rabbanan's response to Rabbi Lezer, is that without any mefurish arrangement, they can't do that. If they do make the arrangement mefurish, then that would work. We're going to see that on Nun Hei. Okay. Tzni. Kohen mi Kohen, Levi mi Levi, Yisrael mi Yisrael, Cholken b'maisras. So if it's a Kohen and a Kohen, and a Levi and a Levi, and Yisrael mi Yisrael, so in these cases, the worker and the owner are the same. From the same shevet. So then there's no, you don't have this understanding. Everybody agrees to this. Everybody would agree that there's no understanding that the Oris should be able to take all the Trumas and Maestras for himself, or the Trumas if he's a Kohen, the Maestras if he's a Levi. So the Gemara analyzes that. Lemi nitzricha l'Rabbi Elazar. Who do we need to say that in? We would only need to say that in Rabbi Elazar. That afal gav Rabbi Elazar Omar hamaiser shalahen shalmanas kein bo modi uhacha shein cholken b'maisrus. So yeah. So the Pnei Moshe says over here that in this case it's not shayach to say almanas kein bo. So it's a chiddush in Rabbi Elazar that even though Rabbi Elazar said that in general the Meiser is Shelahen Shalmanas Kein Bo, but over here you're not going to say that because you have the Baal Bayis is of the same type. So over here they would split the Meiseris, and that would be leave it divrei kol. Everybody would agree to that. Okay, Yisrael Shekibel Sadim Ikayin. Yes, the Mishnah is only talking about when he leases it from Yisrael. Mishnah is only talking about a Kohen from Yisrael.
No, yeah.
The Mishnah. This Bryce is talking about this Bryce is talking about when they're the same. But the Mishnah was a Kohen from Yisrael. Okay, Yisrael Shekibel Sadimi Kohen. So Yisrael now it's the other way around. A Yisrael is mekabel asada from a kohen. Amar loy amanasu maisrus sheli o sheli v'shelcha mutter. So he goes in there. He says amanas that the maisrus will be mine or yours or both of ours. So that's mutter. So in this case, the Mishnah speaks about this on Nunches actually, that if the land belongs to a Kayan, then all the Trumas go to him, or if it would be a Levi, it would be the Maestras. So they're his. It's explained over there why it is like that, but because they're his, he has the right to give them out. He can, they're by right his. The Gra says it's over here. O shelcha meiser shelahena meiser shelahena o sheli v'shelcha mutter in the Ksav Yad Alf. Perish demin hadin havia meiser slabaylim dahainu hakoyin. Uksha koyin oisin liyisrael ba'ad tirchaso is mutter. He can give them away. They belong to him. So if he wants to give away some of them, he can give away some of them. If he doesn't want to give away any, he doesn't have to give away any. But if they want to split it, they could do that too. But they by right belong to him. So that's when the owner of the field is a Kohen and Yisrael is working for him.
So who's saying this? Yisrael is saying this, right?
I understand that the person talking is the Yisrael, yeah. But the arrangement's okay because the Kohen owns it, and he can give it out how he sees fit. Okay, so then the next case is Kohen Shekibel Sada Yisrael. So if a Kohen is Mekabel Sada from Yisrael, Oimer Loi Almanas Shiu Maisu Sheli is Mutter. If a Kohen is Mekabel Sada from the Yisrael, and he says that they have to be mine, it's Mutter. This is the case in the Mishnah. However, it's a case in the Mishnah that everyone agrees to, because here he said it mefurish. And the Chachamim's problem was that it was too contrived. But here, if he said mefurish, it would seem like they would agree you won't have the Kenyan problem, because they would technically could agree to the Nasa as long as the first part is understood and it's laid down that they expect the Kohen expects to get the Trumas, the Trumas. So that case is okay. And that case is not a machlokes Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham. Everybody agrees to that.
So just for my understanding, the reason the Cohen's making this deal is that he's trying to skim the Trumas off the top.
Correct.
So before he divides everything up. But the Yisrael that owns the field, he can say, oh, you know what, on my portion, he's taking whatever he's getting, that's all the Trumas from me as well.
No,
why can't he make that deal also? It's the same field.
It's not his percentage. He has a percentage.
Now, if you divide it up afterwards, then it has nothing to do with the percentage then.
He wants after he takes the trumas, he wants to.
No, so the field's done, right?
Right.
They harvest. The Kohen takes all whatever trumas.
He takes all the trumas.
Share, and the Yisrael says, the share that you took was part of the trumas that I was going to give.
And he should have less than his.
But it's not his to do that. If I understood you correctly.
No, not if they don't. If they divide it up after. If they do. If they take off the trumas.
They divided it.
Let's say they try not to. Yeah. They're not looking to outsmart each other.
But they might not be wrong.
They're not looking to outsmart each other. They say, you know what? You have to give trumas. So here's the whole pot.
The trumas, brother.
We're going to give the trumas to you. The Kohen's taking all the trumas. It's going to be in. Let's say the dividing of 50-50, just make it easy, right? So all the trumas in this whole pot you take, and then I'm not dividing 50-50, I'm going to divide 50-50 over the big part, the big pre-trumas number.
So are the trumas
post-trumas
are number. The trumas there contributing to what he's getting for his
wages.
For
yeah.
his wages?
Yeah, well,
so that's a problem. You can't give truma as part of schar, because that's the problem of kohen and mesayim beis agronos. Like if the kohen is working, and we'll talk about that in a second. If a kohen is working and you give him his for schar, so it would sound like it would something similar to that.
Okay.
So it has to be given as a matana. So if he says shelcha usher, if he says that it's all going to be yours, it's going to be usher. So now, even though the Kohen himself, we said, is allowed to take it all for himself, because you can make an arrangement like that he has a right to get it as a matana. So if he has a right to get it as a matana, so he could, technically you would think, that he could then take it and give it to whoever he wants. So he's giving it to the Baal HaBayis. But in this case, it's a problem. The Ma'ariv Folder says that it looks like he's being Pareah Chovo Min HaMaisros. It has the appearance that because he has to give something to the Baal HaBayis, because that's the way every Chakiras Harisus works, it appears like he's using that to pay. Now the truth is, it only has that appearance. He really has the right to take it. We just said, and therefore he has the right to take it. He could do whatever he wants with it. But it doesn't look right. And the last case is shalli v'shalcha aser. So kibbul v'menu kederach ha'makabel and muter v'imlav aser. If they make an even arrangement, so then it depends. If the arisus, the tnai of the arisus, is the normal way that arisus is done, that's the minhag hamakom, whatever, it's a third, a quarter, a fifth, whatever that is, that's okay. But if he gives the Baal HaBayis a better chelek, because he's getting